Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome once again to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, a man we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the iconic acting legend. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Great to be with you. I hope you had a great, great, great Labor Day holiday. We're here with you, we continue to hold the fort down. I am ensconced in my red Nike.
What is that?
T-shirt.
That thing is like, what is that, 25 years old,
this,
that T-shirt?
This T-shirt, I'll tell you exactly where I got this. I did a Hunter promotion in 1984.
Right.
When my daughter was a baby, and that was 34 years ago. And I went down to the Nike store, the promotion store, in Venice Beach, California. And they outfitted me and Stephanie Kramer and some of the actors on the show with promotional gear, thinking that we would wear the gear on the show, but they realized that it's not a Nike at that time was not a sponsor at NBC. So the point is that I got all this stuff and I put it away, and as the years went on, I started dragging it out and wearing it, and I now have this almost very, very thin,
very
cotton,
thin
red silk Nike shirt. It's not silk.
It looks silk.
Yeah, I know. And it's got a feminine touch to it, which
yes,
I love.
Yes, it does.
But the point is, I'm wearing it today in honor of the conversation we're going to have about this idiot, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And that looks like it was very fashionable back in 1971.
And believe
it really
me,
does.
You know something? It's
nice.
So retro.
It's beautiful.
By the way, I'll just straighten you out on this.
Please.
This is so retro, it's in. It's in. Believe me. If you go down to Venice, let's say, to the boardwalk,
yeah,
you'll see all kinds of things down there.
I'm sure.
And one of the things you'll see is the Nike shirts.
Well, it's in, but hopefully it'll be out by the time you get out of the studio. Anyway, your thoughts. Now, we'll take a picture of this, and we're going to post it up at our Sports Lounge website. You can check it out for us there at the Sports Lounge, and we'll have it posted up there for you so you can take a peek at it. And you can comment on it. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
I noticed my neighbor place a broken lawn chair by his curb. Naturally, I repaired it on the spot using JB Weld Original Cold Weld Formula Epoxy. then took off my shirt and laid down to enjoy the sun. When the family came home and saw a guy sunning himself on their lawn, they yelled, "Hey you, get out of our yard!" But I know their hearts were yelling, "We were idiots for throwing that lawn chair away. Thanks for teaching us about conservation. Don't toss it. JB Weld it."
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double points on over 250 items. It's our way of saying thank you. If you're not already a member, sign up today during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month. It's fast, easy, and free. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stop into Lowe's for Labor Day savings to help you make short work of getting your yard ready for fall. Tidy up around trees, shrubs, and natural areas with bags of premium mulch and get 5 bags for just $10. How about adding a pop of color? Change out planters and container gardens with colorful 3-quart mums, now only 3 for $12. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid through 9/5. Mums offer valid through 9/12. While supplies last. See store for details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We've been yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Big show this week, and I guess the number one story, because you're wearing the shirt and there's a lot going on here, Nike and Colin Kaepernick. This is a biggie.
Well, the Nike organization, the global organization, has been paying Colin Kaepernick all along, prepping him for this rollout.
What do you mean by paying? Since
he's on the dole.
Oh, okay. You know, so
they co-opted this racism, they co-opted this stupidity and this incomplete thinking on the part of the American people and the fan base. They are as they would say, making a massive blunder. They've already lost billions of dollars on this decision. They've alienated so many people. It's going to play out, because what they've done is they have celebrated Colin Kaepernick with the face of the Nike program this year, the 30th anniversary. The first image of the campaign features a close-up of Kaepernick's face with the slogan, "Believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything." Now, can you imagine the celebration of this slogan that means absolutely nothing? I have yet to hear Colin Kaepernick be interviewed by anybody, honestly, to explain specifically what he meant by his protest.
You're absolutely right. You've said this since day one, that no one has actually said, "Hey, what are you protesting? Let's hear what it is." Nobody's interviewed him about that.
And I don't know the gentleman's name, forgive me, Nike, but I would like to ask him to explain to the American people his reasoning for making Kaepernick the point man. Now, first of all, Kaepernick deserves to thrive by his talents and by his business acumen and all of these things. He's completely free to live the American dream, which yes, he has and which he does.
Nobody's saying that.
Nobody's saying you can't have an opinion.
Exactly.
Nobody's saying to shut up. Nobody's saying, you know, we don't want to hear from you because you're black. We're hearing from you because you're black. So the politic of skin color is at play here big time. It's here big time. So what we wind up getting now is a flooding of this poor me, Colin Kaepernick is being picked on by 32 trillionaires, and he refuses to be allowed to play the game he loves. And so I believe in something, so I'm going to throw myself on my dagger in front of everybody, and Nike's going to come and make sure that the body is seen clearly.
Well, now, hold on a second, because you say he refuses to be able to play the game he loves. Let's back up a little bit. He hasn't played since 2016. He walked out on the last year of his contract. He made the decision to leave football.
He left.
Not an owner didn't say, see you later. Nobody said, we're not going to go ahead and hire you because of what your beliefs are. He walked out on a contract because he thought he was good enough to get more money, and nobody put any money up for him. They didn't need him.
Well, Pete Carroll gave him a phone call and looked at him.
He did in Seattle.
And believe me, if anybody was going to give somebody an equal shot under the circumstances 6 months, 8 months, 9 months ago, it would have been Pete Carroll. You know, Pete Carroll. He's fair-minded to a degree. And but here's the beauty: the league. You know, there's so many levels to this thing.
There are
the league is run by morons, and it's safe to say it because just look at the behavior and look at the choices they have and are making. You've allowed Colin Kaepernick to capitalize on a very weak position. I'm not going to stand up for the national anthem. I'm going to kneel. Why am I kneeling? I'm celebrating racism against blacks, police brutality. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go inside the locker room here and put on a pair of socks that depict cops as pigs. So that's what I'm going to do, number one. So I'm anti-police. I'm going to fog and distort the facts about police brutality towards blacks. You know, we mentioned earlier that I think it was in another show a while back that there's such an interesting story here for the politic of skin color. I always call it the politic of skin color because not every person of color, including white people, that's a color, including white people, is believes in the same thing. Meaning nobody is just lockstep. I'm black, you're white, therefore I'm against you. I don't believe that black people in America believe that. I think there's great people of all colors and sizes and shapes. But what's interesting is when you talk about the politic of skin color, it is a politic that drives common sense and reason, fact and truth out of the equation, which is what you have here. I want to see ESPN with their crack reporter. I don't know who the hell that guy is now, but I want that guy to come down and interview Colin Kaepernick. He's now the face of the global corporate movement. He's the face. You've got people. You've got this Iranian dictator, Ahmadinejad. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
he's tweeting about Kaepernick.
He is.
Yes, he is. And so you know, once you have that, you know, I'll just make an interjection here.
Yes.
You know, Yasser Arafat. We all know Yasser.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're a crazy guy.
Yeah.
He was a Hunter fan, and I think I can almost prove that.
No way.
Yeah. So anyway, but the point is that
that's a sidestep. We'll have to come back to it.
We'll come back to it. Yeah. But the point is that you've got Kaepernick here, who I want to hear from. I want to hear his thoughts. You know, he knelt to get the public.
He used his platform.
He used the platform of pro football and stupidity of the owners and network television and the fan base and the great American pro football fan base to get their attention, and he said nothing so far.
Well, here's the deal. He used the platform, okay? You know, so he used the platform. Afterwards, if the team owners would have gotten in and say, hey, what's your problem, Colin? What do you got? Let's put an organization together for you, something. When he continues to kneel – Now there's a look of disrespect for the people that have given their lives for our country and the American flag. So now there's a muddled up area where half the country is looking at this and saying, you're disrespecting the flag. And another half is saying, oh, you're protesting. Well, okay, we got the idea he wants to protest. What is it that he wants to protest? Let's hear from him, as you say. Let's start an organization for him. Let's let him speak and talk about it. But for gosh sake, stand up during the national anthem.
Here's the problem. He changed his narrative. Whatever that was.
Yes.
He changed it to a racist, black, social construct politic. It was based on something.
Yes.
He said it was based on something.
But nothing's changed.
But nothing has changed because he hasn't clarified anything. There's no leadership from the leader.
All right, we got to take a little break. Come back with more here. It is the Sports Lounge coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774.
800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Back in the Sports Lounge, here's Julie Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the icon, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick and his poster, his new reinvention of the poster child for Nike Corporation. And he's the Just Do It kid for the year. And it's the 30th anniversary of Nike. And the quote is, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing anything." What the hell does that mean?
I thought it was Just Do It was their logo, but apparently
it changed. Says that too right after.
Yeah, and so the whole thing is, first off, if I'm Nike, I hire Colin Kaepernick to go ahead and market my knee pads. That I would go with him as an expert on knee pads because he's kneeling all the time. That's what I would have him be in charge of. Then I would maybe buy the stuff instead. You got people out there right now that are taking their Nike sneakers and they're setting them on fire. It's all over the internet. There's protests. The stock was down, I don't know, what, 3-4%?
It's huge
something
now.
Like that.
It's down. It's down huge.
It's down huge. And other people are saying that more people are putting money into it. Maybe they're buying it on the low. I don't know. It seems to me a dumb marketing decision because you have such an abrasive topic here that 50% of the country is going to agree and 50% is not going to agree. And so you're dividing your market, and it's whoever's the marketing guy is, you're crazy.
That's interesting you say that. You don't know what the division is. You don't know if it's 50-50. You don't know if it's 20-80.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what it is until it plays itself out.
Right.
But the point that we're making here today is that Nike has had him on salary. They've been planning this. This is not just an accident. It's not somebody calling up Colin Kaepernick down at at the bistro and saying, "Hey, listen, could you show up over here? I'll take a photograph of you."
Exactly.
And then we're going to put you on. We're going to support you. So all of this is building towards what? It's all building towards lawsuit. And he's going to win this lawsuit.
You think so?
And he's going to punish the National Football League. And this is the next tier I want to move into.
Yes.
Okay. You all know what I think about Colin Kaepernick's inability to articulate his position.
Correct.
And that's been a huge hole here. I want to hear from Colin Kaepernick. I want to hear his thoughts. I want to hear his complaints. I want to hear his reason.
Can we invite him on the show?
Of course.
Yes.
I want to hear his reasoning. I want to hear everything that he has to say that he complained about, that he's been that he has grievanced. You know, if you have white cops out there, black cops banging out, shooting, gunning down black people because of their skin color, I want to know about it. And by the way, there's been, I think, 16 black young men murdered here in this last swing of things, you know, in the last several years and
right.
stuff, that I would love to have a conversation about, because in all of those, there hasn't been one case, not one case, of somebody wholesale murdering anybody. All of the people that were shot for legitimate reasons, and there were black witnesses to those shootings.
Okay, so there were witnesses, and some recanted their testimony. They said one thing, and then it turned out it wasn't what they said at first.
Well, they're all over the place. They're conflicted, like most people would probably be under the circumstances. Remember 2 years ago in the Ram, the St. Louis Rams, where the four receivers came out on introductions and held their hands up,
right.
You know, like the 68 Olympic group,
yep.
You know, and they, you know, protesting, and their head bowed.
Yes.
Well, that was in response to an incident, which was hands up, don't shoot. Remember?
I remember that one.
Hands up, don't shoot. That never happened.
That hands up, no shoot was later recanted.
That kid that was gunned down by that white cop.
Didn't have his hands up.
Did not have his hands up.
Did not say, don't shoot.
He went for the police officer's gun. He was going to shoot the cop. The cop defended himself, and there were black witnesses that said so. So that incident that all of this is based on, the sensibility, this foul lie that is being perpetrated on people. Hey, if you've got people out there shooting people, I don't care who they are, I want to know about it.
I do, too.
I want these guys put in jail. I want them accounted for. Just like Colin Kaepernick. I would love to have Colin Kaepernick stand up with a sheet of paper and read off his facts about why he's protesting and why he's been damaged and injured. Now, there's a couple of things here. Is he good enough to play in the National Football League? Probably so. But does he fit into the organization, the 32 organizations? Probably so. Are there people there who saying, you know what, he could probably play for us, but we don't want the heartache? That's a business decision. That's a legitimate business decision. Nobody, including Nike, would take on somebody they didn't want to work with because he was obdurate or recalcitrant.
Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. We'll be back. It's the Sports Lounge. We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. I'm not the star of this show. The star is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor from Hunter, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Don't sell yourself so short, Michael.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I was a Hunter fan as well as Yasser Arafat.
But yeah, I mean, want me to polish that for you?
Yeah, can you polish it up a little bit?
I'm in Israel, 1986. The show's just been released, Hunter, into world distribution.
Yes.
It's every place I've ever gone in my life. Okay? Now I'm in Israel making a movie over there called Death Before Dishonor. You should pull it up. It's a real interesting movie.
Death Before Dishonor.
Death Before Dishonor.
Okay.
New World. That's the company that made it. So we're over there. We're making the movie. And so on one of my times off, I ask my driver, Ben, who's a great guy. I said, Ben, I want to go to the Well of Mary. I want to go to Jerusalem. I want to go to the Well of Mary. He says, I can arrange that for you. So he says, this is wonderful. So we leave Tel Aviv and drive, meander our way through the great country of Israel.
Right.
And we go to Jerusalem.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Mercedes.
Mercedes, okay.
Turbo diesel. Four-door sedan.
Very nice.
Yellow in color.
Perfect.
So it's blending nicely with the sun as we're moving along. We come up to the Well of Mary. It's a Greek Orthodox church. It's surrounded by rocks. It's just like it's carved out of time itself. And so around the church is a tall, iron, wrought iron, pointed fence. It's been there a while.
Right.
And so as we drive up, the priest comes out and welcomes us, and he shakes my hand, and the entourage, which is about maybe 6-7 people, all now go into the church. It's a beautiful place. We go down, we drop down, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is the church. I understand that the church is over the Well of Mary.
It's built
over the Well of Mary. So they said, yes, here it is. You have to go through this door. So I squeezed through this tiny door.
You're a tall guy.
Of course. Then as well as now.
Yes.
So I now go down the steps. It's right out of the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
This is great. It is great.
So we're going down the steps, and then I go down there, and I hear this little bubbling. And I look over, and there's a light. And it's like a single light bulb.
One little dimly lit light.
And there it is, a bubbling water. And so the guy comes over, and he shows me. He says, be careful here. Don't step too close. And so I'm standing there. There's six of us, and it's dead silence. And I'm staring at this bubbling water coming out of the ground. I said, so what do we got here? You know, I'm thinking to myself, is this some sort of, derailed plumbing that I should know about? And he says, this is the Well of Mary. This is when Mary came down to get water, and the angel came down and told her she was going
right
to have,
there, and
she
that's
was
fun.
Going to have a child. So I said, stop. I said, do you mean to tell me that I'm standing where Mary knelt down to get the water?
This has happened to you before in the locker room with the Babe Ruth's chair, but go ahead.
Exactly correct.
This is good. So you're standing where Mary was.
Yeah, when my ass print met Babe's ass print
on the stool
in Yankee Stadium.
That's a whole other story.
From 1923.
That's right. So there you are.
Yeah.
And this is where Mary...
They're similar stories, the Well of Mary and the Babe Ruth story. So Although I did not at the time cross-pollinate Babe and the Well of
you
Mary.
You didn't at the time, but no, I did. I recall.
I mean, I knew about that.
So
but
anyway, you're standing right there.
So I'm standing right there. I said, so wait a minute. Let me just see if I got this right. No, I asked, I turned and I asked everybody, is this the actual spot where Mary came down? Silence. And then the priest says, yes, it is. I said, so I am in the footsteps of Mary? Is that what I'm doing right now? He says, yes, you are. And I'm saying, this is a godly moment for me.
This is it. You're
for anybody.
For anybody.
I'm from Lawndale, California. Yeah,
exactly.
And here I am at the Well of Mary. So I'm there. I'm sitting at the Well of Mary. And I said, this is some day. What a day this has been for me. So I'm looking around, and we're talking about everything you could possibly. And I ask, because I'm such a jerk, I ask every question possible about the Bull of Mary, about Bible, about all the stuff I don't know about, which is voluminous. So we work our way out, come back up, and we walk out to the front. And as we open the door, a guy comes out and says, it says something in Arabic to the guy. He says, there's going to be some people out here that want to say hi to you. So I walked out. And surrounding the opening, where the Mercedes is, surrounding where the picket fence is,
yes,
there's about 65, give or take, Arab kids with kafirs on, chanting, Hunta, 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 Hunta.
So you come out from the Well of Mary, and they're cheering for a Hunter.
And I get sucker punched with Hunta. And then I realized, I turned around and it hit me. I said, Yasser Arafat's a Hunter fan.
He loves it. He's showing it in his country.
I mean, come on. It's on Jordanian
TV. Amazing story, and it's true. Get your comments to Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
And now, Valero summer vacation driving tips. Keep these in mind as you embark on your journey. Give your car a safety check, including coolant tank, hoses, belts, tire pressure, battery, air, and fuel filters. Prepare an emergency kit to keep in the vehicle, and have a phone number for nationwide automotive assistance in the event you need towing or maintenance. Be sure you have your license, registration, and current insurance card. And now, a word from Valero.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake, or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there, wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Chants are going on here in our studio audience. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer, the acting legend, the football all-pro defensive end. We're here in the sports lounge. Great story, by the way, on your life's travels. And the movie that we want to go see is Death Before Dishonor. That's what you were filming?
Well, you can I think it's on Amazon, Google, someplace.
I'm
going
to watch
it. One of the communist channels.
I'm going to watch that for you. Now, what's with Terry Bradshaw and Mike Tomlin? Because Terry Bradshaw, you played with Terry Bradshaw in the Super Bowl, for gosh sakes.
Yes.
That was when the dynasty came up, and you guys almost had that game in the bag, and then Bradshaw came in.
I have an almost ring.
Yeah.
I do.
Do you?
I had the loser's version.
Did they give
of
you
the
a
Super
loose?
Bowl. Yeah, yeah, NFC Championship. That's,
do you ever wear it?
No.
Come on. Put that on there. It's good. Anyway, so he was on a show here today on the Dan Cilio show, and he was talking about his days of playing under, I guess, Chuck Knoll. Was that who was the coach that I played?
Yep.
I played for a tough sucker, and I was afraid of him, and we played our ass off for him because we feared him. When we played for Knoll, I don't see that with this guy, meaning Mike Tomlin. He's chest bumping and all that. I'm the head of the corporation. Man, I'm the CEO. I'm the chairman of the board. I'm making the stockholders, and I'm telling them how we're going to do at the end of the quarter, and I'm selling this thing, and I'm not delivering the goods, which is championships. You've got to face the criticism. I'm sorry, but he's not my kind of coach. I've said it before. I'll say it again. And then he rips him. He says, I don't care how good of a run Jacksonville is on. I don't care how Jacksonville played New England in the championship game. You don't lose 45-42. Are you kidding me in a championship game? So what's the deal here? Bradshaw really giving it to Mike Tomlin.
Well, Terry's talking about, actually the subtext there is the change in football culture.
That is true. Well, how so? Tell
change
us.
Change in football culture. He's not supposed to be coaching like Chuck Knoll. He isn't Chuck Knoll.
He isn't Chuck Knoll.
He is dealing with all kinds of different sensibilities.
You better believe that's right.
And all kinds of different politics. You can't be alive today and not know the difference in the two. I think there's a little bit of there's a lot of truth in what Terry says. It's all opinionated because it's autobiographical to Terry. But I also think there's a little bit of naivete in there. Whether or not he has a Jones for Tomlin or not, clearly it remains to be seen. But I don't think that you can criticize a man's experiences like that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm talking about Terry's experiences,
right?
And Tomlin.
Terry had his experiences,
and then certainly Tomlin has the way he coaches and how he communicates with people. It's a different demographic. And it's a black culture, it's a black American culture, and as we have seen, it is getting more and more and more and more political on the pro football front, thanks to Nike and Colin Kaepernick.
And now thanks to this new projection out from Nielsen projecting that the NFL could make billions annually from gambling, the number 2.3 billion. That's how much Nielsen says is a fully mature U.S. sports gambling market that could be it could be worth annually to the NFL. The NFL, the league itself, could make money off this.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, it was released. The report was released, commissioned by the American Gaming Association. The projections are based on a survey of fans, and it assumes that regulated betting across America will boost media rights due to increased interest in the game, sponsorship by betting operators of teams, and ancillary advertising, as well as the purchasing of official data from the league. This is what they're going to do. They're going to start selling all these metrics.
Well, here's the other thing we should also offer right now. This is the reason the pro football, American NFL, is going to expand globally. They're going into different countries. Yep. They're going to go into different venues.
Yep.
This is going to be a multi-trillion dollar conglomeration. It's going to be bigger than governments. It's going to be bigger than anything possible. And you're gonna find out that to own one of these franchises is probably I don't know what the comparison would be. It's like hitting the jackpot. It's going to explode. You're going to see international stocks, corporations, sponsorships, television rights, satellite rights.
It's going to be like the Roman Colosseum days.
You're not going to believe where all this is going. And it's going to be so powerful, it's going to wipe away. Here it comes.
Ready?
It's going to wipe away American sovereignty.
Why do you say that?
Because there's too much money. Have you seen the results of what's going on in the Democratic Party right now? Democratic Party is being bought out by Euro-communist socialist sensibilities. They will, in 10, 15 years, this will be a socialist-run country.
Talk about your meddling in elections. They're buying it out. They're putting the cash up.
Trump is on the scene here for 8 years, which will probably be here for 8 years. Is just a blip. It's just here and gone. It's the last struggles, the last surviving death throes of American greatness, of Judeo-Christian, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant culture. It is the death of American culture. It is the death of Christianity. And you know, as much as that you would say that the National Football League and Colin Kaepernick and Nike have anything to do with it, there is a connection. How strong it is, I don't know. But you've got a big problem here with going on here, and this explosion of gambling, domestic and world global, is going to be staggering.
Well, give me $20 on the Rams this weekend.
Well, I'll bet with the Pope. You know, you'll be able to cross the link anything you want.
It's going to be unbelievable. We'll have more on this trade ahead. We continue here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. The Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We get emails here, Fred, and we got more of your fans here coming in this week.
Uh-huh.
Paige is saying, hi, Fred. Do you know where I can find old episodes of Hunter? Is it on Netflix, Amazon, or Hulu?
All three.
All three has it?
Yeah, go ahead. Just Hulu is a conglomeration of NBC's streaming
stuff.
Surface. You should be able to find it there.
Don says, Fred, I'm a sports writer in Central New York. My blog runs at UticaOd.com, UticaOd.com.
Utica.
Yeah, I am researching for a story on Alex Webster and the Giants years at Yankee Stadium. I'd like to speak with you for 15 minutes about your playing time in New York. I remember seeing you at the stadium arriving in a VW van. I'd also like to feature your radio program.
Well, that's very nice of you. Alex is one of my favorite people. Had great memories of him and certainly my time in New York. And, yeah, that's where I used to park the van, right across the street from the entryway where I would go in and talk to Jimmy about Babe Ruth.
Yeah, and then you sat in Babe's stool.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how did that VW van hold up in the cold weather?
Well, I parked it.
Yeah.
I parked it, and then my brother came back to visit me, and so he drove it around to Long Island. He worked. We got him a job. We had nothing to do with it. But the Giants got him a job putting liquor in the back of trucks.
Wait a minute. So your brother was hauling liquor in that VW van?
He drove the van out there to Long Island and went out there to a storage thing and loaded liquor up into the back of the van.
You made good use of that VW.
And so we put it to good use.
If you want to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll be right back. We're back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn. And, of course, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So the this nationwide legal sports betting product that could raise $2.3 billion annually for the NFL would affect all media rights by 18%, sponsorship more than 7%, and ticket sales by more than 6%. It's a big deal.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and so the purchasing of the league data, mostly by the live in-game betting, would result in $30 million a year in revenue. That's a lot.
That's just getting started.
They say that looking at this thing right now, there's a long way to go, they say, until the sports betting market is fully mature. The Supreme Court, you know, nullified the Professional and Amateur Sports Act of 1992 and now has allowed states to make their own sports gaming decisions. And four states have opened up to sports gambling: Delaware, New Jersey, West Virginia, and Mississippi.
Yeah, that's right. And there's the other 55 states are going to follow.
They will. No, the other 192. Now, listen, the Babe Ruth record, you know, he was a pitcher and he was a baseball player. And apparently last weekend, I didn't realize, Ohtani, Shohei Ohtani on the Angels, accomplished something that has not been seen in the majors since 1919, because he went back out to the mound. Remember, he injured his arm and they just let him rest, and he was just a hitter this year. So he went to the mound, and after retired two Houston Astros batters, he had already had 15 home runs, but he was sitting at 49.1 innings. He's now hit 15 home runs and 50 innings pitched. That's what Babe Ruth did. Yes, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good athlete.
That's a very good athlete. So is his arm going to be okay for next year?
I don't know. I mean, what's the criteria?
Well, they rested it. Instead of getting surgery, they rested it.
Well,
so
you know
the
Japanese pitch every 5-6 days.
Is that what they do in Japan?
They rest a lot.
They rest. So they rested him, so maybe his arm's in good shape. I hope so, because I like to see something happen with this guy.
Well,
good.
Well, I mean, he'll be back. I mean, he's going to be all right.
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, sometimes by resting it, they did that, you know, next thing.
Oh,
yeah, Kenley,
you mean the Kenley Jansen philosophy?
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking about the Tommy John surgery. You don't want to go through that.
Have we discussed that degree of that blunder?
What was the blunder with Kenley Jansen? They rested him in spring
last
training.
Year after the World Series.
Right.
Doc and the great organization,
Dave Roberts, the manager,
all of them,
the
they
Dodgers.
All decided you're going to get together and they're going to have a powwow and they're going to reward the team, for working so hard and almost making a celebratory game 7 at Dodger Stadium last year when they foolishly pitched Yu Darvish instead of Alec Wood.
Is Yu Darvish even playing anymore?
He's in Chicago. Okay. He's over there off of Broad Street.
So they felt like maybe Kenley Jansen was burnt out, so they arrested him.
So they said, you know, we want to arrest Kenley. He's been such a good worker for us. And so what they did is they told him to do nothing. And he did nothing until it was detrimental to his arm. And he threw him all off kilter, and now he's
so no spring training. He had none.
None. Zero. I had more spring training than he did.
And so then when the season starts, he has to catch up.
Well, yeah, you just don't go out and turn it on, do you?
No, I don't think so.
And he blew about 5 saves.
And then blew some more later on.
And they're going, gee, I wonder what happened.
Because he wasn't prepped.
Well, you tell the guy don't work out, and he goes, "Okay, I won't." You know, if you own that arm,
yep.
You own the arm. You should know what you need to do to get the arm ready to perform.
You individually
don't have an owner or a coach or a manager say you don't have to work out. That's the guy you want to stay away from.
That's the Fred Dreyer guy. You want to comment? Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And check out his website, FredDreyer.co, FredDreyer.co.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Back here to the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn along with the one and only all-pro defensive end, acting legend, the iconic Hunter Star, one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. You're doing an NCIS coming up you should tell everybody about. What is that going to air, this season?
This week I have, I think it's Thursday, I have my final day, I work 2 days, on Mark Harmon's great show.
You loved it, huh?
CBS, NCIS, it's been on the air for 30 years, 16 actually, and I was invited to play a role, and I'm doing that, and it's a great opportunity. I have a great life, actually. You know, I every once in a while these things will pop up, and I have a great experience, and it's really great.
It's been a good experience,
right? It's been a great experience.
Yeah, that's good. We're going to get you doing some things over there. Should be good. Now, I'm still getting a picture of your VW van driving around with your brother loading alcohol in it back there in New York.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Was he like a rum runner
they
also?
Actually, how desperate they were for workers. Yeah. They actually said, where are you from? He goes, I'm from California. He says, well, you know, you want to move back here? You can load. We'll hire you. And it was a hell of a job. It was a union job. They got him in there.
That's pretty darn good. Now, more emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Martina says, hi, Fred Dreyer. I'm a big fan of your show, Hunter.
Hello, thank you.
It's being shown on TV. Isn't it on Heroes and Icons or something?
It's on somewhere. I have no idea where it is. It just moves around.
Steve says, hi, Fred. Wondering if you own Nike gear and if you plan on boycotting the business. Dying to hear your thoughts. Hope he was hearing the show
I've
today.
I discussed it earlier. I have Nike gear. I'm wearing some of it right now. I don't get that wrapped up in it. It becomes an intellectual event when you do.
What kind of a shoe guy, sneaker, if you were going to do any kind of an endorsement, do you have a particular brand of shoes you like?
Well, I wear Nikes, but I've had trouble with Nikes because they fall apart on you.
Yeah.
I will tell you that. They do fall apart. They have a good product.
I'm a New Balance kind of guy.
They have a good product. But the point is that, you know, the fit on Nike happens to work. And that's what I go for. I go for the
fit. You like the fit. Well, you have that chiseled body and everything.
I've got long toes, and so there's room in there for
those.
That's
good. You get those toes to stretch out.
That's right.
All right, another one in the box here today. Any final thoughts, anything, Fred Dreyer?
The NCIS that I'll be doing will be airing this October 23rd, Tuesday, on CBS at 8 o'clock.
Make sure and watch it. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.